Hi, everybody. Here we are, another BBS radio program. Today is Friday, and the date today is April 15, 2016. And I think we'll clear the date like we normally do, so here we go. Releasing the energy from the data if it's connected to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll bring Ann on here. Ann, what do you think we should do? Anything more with the date or anything?
Well, this is a big day in the United States because it's tax day, and a listener sent in an email. I had never heard this before, but it's apparently referred to as Emancipation Day, and that I believe that word means freedom. And so their comment is, but we're still slaves. And we've been talking a lot about shackles, and we have a slavery clearing. So I think there might be quite a few things we could clear around today.
Okay, well, let's clear. Might be a big day for people, maybe in other years, possibly. So let's clear one of your years coming back in time. That maybe bothered you from this particular date. Remember, we always tell you to look up the date on Google to see what happened in the past. Maybe you have your own special event. So here we go. Clearing your special event that could have happened to you on April 15th. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's clear away maybe some emotional stuff from people, traumas, anxieties, whatever pain that you may have. So this is for today, or maybe even last week. So releasing that, stronger, 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 and stronger. And this will bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So let's energize those. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, I'll just turn it back over to you here.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome. In case you're a new listener, you're listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Ron connects us to, is our ambassador to, the Creation Lightship, where we were created and where we can be reacquainted with that energy that we kind of forget is in us, but it's in us and with us all the time. So you've come to the right place to be reconnected to source energy and start to clear some of the densities that we have on us from living on this planet. Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com. You can ask us any questions tonight by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or clicking on, if you're on your computer, there's a little button that says Fast Chat. So you can send us any questions or comments. We had a wonderful healing call at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time today where Ron removed entities from us and made us real, which was wonderful. That's sort of an added benefit bonus that Ron has been adding to his healing calls. All the information about those are, again, on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Please go on there, check it out. There's a lot to read. There's a lot of free healings that you can do on there, and it's terrific. And I wanted to announce that on Wednesday's show, Ron has given us another healing, and he did it live on the Wednesday show. He's going to do it again tonight. So it's very powerful. And if you know anyone who may not be listening, and you can contact them, we'll do that in, what do you say, Ron, about 15 minutes from now? Gosh, it's already almost quarter after. So if you know someone who you think, oh, I wish they were listening, or, you know, you don't want them to miss the healing, you could let them know to come on the show.
Yeah, that's great. So call your friends, and maybe we'll give you 15 minutes here. So maybe half past we'll do a clearing for people on that, energy that's bothering you. Depression energy, you know, and it only work live on this program here, will not work on the archive, so we need to specify that and make people understand this is just a special for people. So if you have the alien death barcode clearing, you can go in there and use it. Just add it in there. So most people probably have that already. So here we go. More energy. So we'll let you experience that, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Couple of things. Is the Earth in 100% light, or does it need a little infusion? I feel
okay,
like it is.
Let's bring people into the now here. So here we go.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's feeling a little better. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That's great to know that we're all sort of present and accounted for. What about aliens? Do we have some aliens listening that might want to go to the light or get out of here?
Yeah, let's do that. So here we go. I'll count to 100. If you have any aliens inside of you or around you or in your room, a lot of times you may start to yawn a lot. Might even get kind of teary-eyed sometimes. You might actually feel the room get colder. So I'm going to count to 100, and we'll see if you have any body reactions. So here we go. Releasing trapped enslaved aliens that are with you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we'll see if we get any comments from people. And it would be interesting to see if anybody felt your body change temperature, or the room change temperature too. Or maybe you even seen better because you had a shapeshifter in you that got released. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thank you, Ron. And Ron has given us, I think it's about 7 or 8 minutes of a recording we have that you can play whenever you like, to in case you feel like there's aliens around you. And boy, we hear great stories of people do it in their offices. They run it in shopping malls, just walking down the street, and you can really see people change, their bodies change and everything. And we're helping just as we're trapped here, some aliens are trapped here as well, and so it's kind of a nice thing to do for them. They like to get out. So just to reiterate what you were saying earlier about this new clearing, Ron, you can run it on the death barcode clearing. And we actually got in a couple of questions regarding that, so maybe we could answer that now before we do the clearing. When we do the depression barcode, do we do option one for 2 hours, which is the physical, and option two, which is 2 hours, emotional also? So I guess he's referring to the two parts of the barcode clearing. So do we
of course,
put...
Yeah, that's how it's
okay.
Set up.
Okay.
That's why
right.
It's set up that way. So you just do it just like you would your death barcode and everything else, and your stress, death barcode. So now you have another one that you can do, and we're just adding on to it. It's no cost to you if you have that clearing. So, yeah, everything is the same. You just put it in there. So that's why you go to that page to do that. You just follow what normal procedure with it.
Right.
So, do that. And I would probably do lots of them, I would say, at least you're going to have one a year on tax day, maybe, if that bothers you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it may not. Maybe your birthday might be your main day for, depression. So, but it's everybody has stuff, but, it's kind of ingrained in you. That's how I would look at this here, and you may have lots of these. It could take you a while. I guess that would be like the word soon. So So I would say, to be perfectly honest, to get this stuff out of you, you might need to do this for maybe, I would say, 2 months to probably 6 months, just to keep hitting it for different days, you know, of the years that you have had troubles with, especially if you had stuff at a younger age. Maybe you had depression going to school every day, so you want to clear that out of you. So the more you do, the more you're going to feel better. So, you know, but I would say 2 months, to be honest, would be something if you hit it maybe every night and you did one of them or something, you know, and maybe even longer. But you're going to know yourself how you're feeling afterwards. So, and the stuff kind of, like, leaks out. It's like a sponge, in a sense. You've all seen these little sponges that you buy sometimes, SpongeBob, you know, and you have this little sponge, maybe the size of a pencil eraser, and you put water on it, and now it's like, you know, 6 inches in diameter or something. Well, that's kind of what this is like. Once you get this stuff connected to and activated, that thing really grows quickly, and you want to get it out. So you may find something that's dormant in you, not even knowing that you have it, but it's affecting you, and you may actually see it leave you as that sponge grows and the clearing is taking it out of you. So it's not a very simple, quick healing, just because I think the depression is what they really live on and, you know, connect with you. So back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron, and we all really appreciate so much you, you know, figuring out that we need this and then giving us this lovely way to get rid of it, and it's for free. So that's really nice once you've bought the death barcode or are listening to the show. So thank you, listener, for sending in the question about the two parts, because someone else asked the exact same question, so people were wondering about that. And another question, can we also use the death barcode clearing for things like anxiety barcode and fear barcode?
No, not yet.
Okay.
You know, if there is such a thing, you know, I'm not looking at that quite yet. So even if you put it in there, the clearing would not work for you.
Okay.
I'm only running, when I do a clearing, when I put them up on the website, it means that I'm running the energy through my body and I need to know how to prepare for it and have proper protocol to do that clearing for everybody. So, you know, if you create something like that or think you can do something, you know, even by writing it in, it's not going to work because they haven't okayed that yet.
Okay. Okay. We have a couple of testimonials about the clearing that you did on Wednesday, Ron. Someone wrote, very powerful energy in this room from the depression barcode release. Also, it's as if peace is being pushed into my body. It is relaxing and very pleasant. Light must be filling up the spaces where the barcodes were removed.
Yeah, I would say that makes perfect sense, yes.
Okay, and another one, I felt a lovely flow of energy into the upper heart and thymus from Wednesday's clearing. I wondered if a part of the heart chakra had been brought to life or reactivated. At any rate, it resulted in a lingering feeling of greater sensitivity there. Great clearing. Thank you.
Yeah, very possibly that could be correct, where the darkness has clogged up, you know, your heart itself from depression. Kind of like when I take out the heart knots, you don't know that you have them until they get released, and then you feel better, and normally your heart will have a different feeling to it. So back to you.
Okay. Now, this is interesting. A person wrote in, they feel like they have a mask over their face, and they feel like it came from absorbing a lot of mind control energy, and they want to get rid of it. They've done some timeline crashes on it. In other words, they sort of feel like there's something on them. I wonder if perhaps tonight's depression clearing might help that. Because I know I felt like something lifted off of me, almost like what they're describing, like something came right off my body, like a film.
Yeah, it could help. You know, Remember, the clearings are unique for each person. So you really never know how it's going to affect you. They're all going to work, but some people who have more of an issue somewhere will have a lot more maybe to say about the clearing. And you never know which one is maybe going to fix your condition or problem that you're dealing with, because they're all going to work. And, you know, like some people say, you know, I did, you know, we'll say 10 clearings, and then I did this one, and that was the one that I needed. Well, they didn't need that one. Well, the other ones worked along with it, and the one they finally had the corrupted bodies on, or body energy on, is what actually, you know, was cleared away. That's why we're doing these clearings now with the pin removal and the shackles, because I couldn't bring it out earlier because the people were not ready for these clearings, which means that you didn't have enough energy taken off of you for me to even help you. So this is the reason why we're having a lot of new clearings coming out on the calls, because the people have worked themselves into more peace energy and we're able to see more. So it's like the onion peel, and as you get more stuff taken off, then people always ask me, what do I need next, Ron? What do I need next? I get that a lot on emails. And that's why we're doing more, because people have moved forward and are feeling better, and they want to feel even more better. So that's the way it works. So, like I said, I couldn't have brought this out 5 years ago, these clearings, because, you know, the people would not integrate with the energies, because there's so much blockages there that it really wouldn't do any good, because you're not cleaned out enough. So back to you.
Okay. And I always like to remind people that tomorrow night, the BBS show, which is at the same time on Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific time, Ron takes us on a visit to the light ship, and you can request a physical healing then. And could this person also ask for some assistance from the light beings tomorrow night to help clear that?
Yeah, you can ask for one issue, but it has to be a physical issue.
Okay, so maybe this is more energetic.
If they're having a heart issue, you know, in a sense, yeah. You know, but if it's an emotional issue or something, no, that's not handled really on the light ship. The light ship doesn't know about emotions.
Oh, right.
Okay, so remember, when you go to the light ship, all your emotional bodies and your stuff is here. So your body comes up as a physical body without any attachments to it. So let's just say that you have, hypothetically, I'll just say 30 energetic bodies that are corrupting you all the time. Well, those bodies are not going to the light ship, because the light ship never created them. They just created your physical body. And so your physical body will get worked on. Now, when you come back here, each time you're being, say, beamed up, you know, back and forth zillions of times, then if you still have the corruption and you're healed on the light ship and you come back down here again and you didn't work with your issues to get rid of your problem that you're dealing with, and your energetic bodies are still corrupted with that problem, then very possibly, and I'd say almost always, you're going to still have the same condition. And that's the way it works. So you have to go to the source, and maybe even the beginning point sometimes of when that issue started. And that's why people, when they do their timeline crashes, they first crash out what's bothering them, and then they may see more insight. And you can go, you know, back in time on the timelines and do some more work on it. But, you know, if you start doing timeline crashes, we'll say you've been doing timeline crashes for 2 years now, and you've done timeline crashes for, let's just say, anxiety. So, you know, you get anxious once a week, and you do the timeline crash, you feel wonderful, and next week another one comes up. Well, that's just telling you that you haven't cleaned out, you know, your anxiety body. It's your whole lifetime clearing that you need to get out, because you're still recycling that situation. Just, you know, it's just going to be a different scene with anxiety in it, and that's why you want to clean it out of you. So the light ship is the same. It works on your physical body, fixes you. You come back here. If you haven't changed or did any work on your physical body, remember, it's energy and this stuff is around you. So the physical's changed, but what happens? Everything happens in the invisible, then it goes into the physical. So if you haven't fixed the invisible, how do you ever expect to get well? You know, it's like, to me, it's like a no-brainer, like, you know, duh, you know. Have to connect the dots here. What's my problem? Well, it's in the invisible first, because I was fine until a situation happened. So you want to clean out your invisible bodies, and then from there, your physical body can get well. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. Do we all feel like we stayed in the now, listening to you and everything? Or are we ready for you to do the depression barcode?
Yeah, we'll do that in about 3 or 4 minutes here.
Okay. Is there anything we need, you know, as a group before you do that, or?
Well, you just need to be calm and sit back and relax. And, you know, I'd say 80% of the people can feel the energy leave them. The other 20% of the people probably cannot, which is okay, too. It doesn't make any difference whether you feel it or not, or sense it or anything. Some people just are able to feel and some can't. So it doesn't make it bad or wrong or something's wrong with you if you can't feel the energy. So I always like to say that. I haven't said it recently. Because some people think that, gee, what's wrong with me? I can't feel this here. Did it really work, you know? You don't have any validation that the clearing worked. Well, the clearings all work. Just because you don't have a feeling or sensing of something doesn't mean that it's not going to work for you. So anything else to add in?
And no.
I want to do it about maybe 31 after, so we'll give a few more minutes. Feel like somebody is still trying to get a hold of somebody out there.
Oh, okay, right. Well, we may as well have as many people on here who can benefit. Now, I think it was Wednesday you said, and I'm not sure if you said this tonight, but it's worth saying again anyway. I believe you said that the depression barcode can cause us to keep recycling issues. Like it kind of figures out what our issues are and then keeps putting it back on us. Am I explaining that correctly?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, the depression barcode is much like you, in a sense, breathing oxygen. You know, you're doing it all the time, and it's with you. And once you catch on to something or something happens, the end result could be depression. So think of every incident that you've ever had, and let's just say that you lost $10, fell out of your pocket. Well, if it happened more than one time and you needed that $10, you will probably go into depression because you don't have it. Maybe that was your money to eat one day, and so now you feel upset. But that could eventually, you know, after a few times of doing it, come into depression. Or maybe you're not sleeping at night. Maybe you're depressed. So the depression energy is probably the energy that's here to really take out humans, to you know, allow them not to be at peace. And it's so subtle. So I guess we could do the this clearing. So this clearing will not work on the archives. You can hear it, hear my voice, but it's not going to work because you have to be live. So this is the second time that we've done this. We did it last Wednesday. And we're doing it again because we have a different listening audience. So I want to give everybody a chance to at least experience this here. And like we were saying earlier, I think most people already have the death barcode clearing. And with that, you get the death barcode and you have the stress death barcode. And so what you have now, you can add to that is one more, which is your depression. Just type it in maybe after your name to make it simple if you like, and then just start running it just like you would, you know, the other clearings that you've already have done on the barcode clearing for death and stress. So here we go. So death barcode, and this is not going to be as complete as it would be on the website, but it's going to give you an idea of what it's like. So I'm going to first count to 100. And that will release from you one death, one barcode, which would be for depression barcode. So here we go. And it could cause your death, too. People get depressed and they die. So here we go. And then you have no energy. And you know what that's like. So here we go. Sit back, relax, see how it feels for you. So if you can't feel, you may feel the change in your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80. Hey, it's getting heavier. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. So kind of do a body check, see how you're doing. You want to, you know, move your body, maybe get up and walk a little bit. And turn it over to you, Adam. We'll do the second one here in about a minute or so.
Okay. So you were just talking about, you know, the energetic bodies. Are these barcodes found in an energetic body around us, or are they somewhere in our physical body?
That's a good question. I'd almost say it's kind of both. So it almost feels like they took every cell of your body, and because the cells have your cellular memory, and let's just say that they divided the cells up into different issues. So what they'll do is put the depression around the cell, maybe like encapsulating it, so it keeps boomeranging back and forth, and you can't get out of your own way with a particular incident once it gets activated. So, and that would be inside of you. So you have internal and external. Now, the external part of it would be how people are activating that through you, okay? Just like on the psychic billboard clearing, you have what you're doing to yourself, what you're thinking, you know, normally where you are and how you want to change yourself. But then you have what other people are thinking of you and what the aliens are thinking of you. So it's sort of similar. What's being presented to you to make you go into depression? Because you probably wouldn't want to ever be depressed, but all of a sudden your issues trigger things, and then you go into depression. And is it your fault that you have these issues? No, it's probably ingrained in you, and your ancestors gave you this stuff. So it may not, you know, if you start feeling guilty or sad or upset because you have an issue, you never really created it. Your ancestors gave it to you. You're just dealing with it or attempting to deal with it. So you have now a remedy to get rid of some of this depression. Now, if you do find yourself being depressed, then we have a whole lifetime depression clearing. So if you start realizing that, yeah, you know, it's been here for a long time with me, then do the whole lifetime depression clearing. And that will probably cut down what you're dealing with. And, you know, the barcode is what you're dealing with as far as the aliens seeing where you are in your life and contracting with you and causing you problems so they can steal your energy. So back to you.
Great, Ron. And as with, you know, all of your clearings, like you were saying earlier, this change will be somewhat subtle for many people. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it'll be very dramatic for some people, but what we find when we do these healings is as you go through your next days and weeks, you'll notice that things aren't happening the same way. You'll have increased peace and tranquility in your life. So it'll be interesting to kind of just pay attention to what may have changed for you, either since Wednesday, if you were listening to that show, or coming, you know, this next week. And we would love to hear from people how they feel. Somebody on the call earlier, I'm trying to remember what that gentleman said about how he felt. Maybe he'll send that in for us as a testimonial, but I know he felt a big shift since the Wednesday show. And I know I did as well. Now, I felt like my eyesight changed, like I can see more clearly now.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus when I talk to people. Their eyes will water somewhat. Might feel a lot of yawning, possibly, but it's sort of like this veil is lifted off you, and you're able to physically see better. So that's a lot of density being released from you. And maybe that's just the darkness, we'll say, that the aliens are suffocating you with, and you don't know it until you get it released. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. So back to you.
Okay, well, someone has a question about the death barcode and, of course, now the depression barcode that we're going to run on there as well. If I leave the room during the death barcode clearing, do I have to start again from the beginning? Because you have said that the death barcode should be done in one session. I even go to the washroom, or do I have to stay in the room for the whole time?
Well, leaving for 5 minutes probably won't make any difference. You know, if you're going to be gone for an hour, you can always put a picture up. So most people have a picture of themselves so when they do clearing so they can go out and not be strapped to their computer. So the picture will work for you. And in fact, if you notice, if you have ever done this, your pictures will typically change as you go through a clearing, because it will start to look like the new you. Anyway, I've seen that happen before. People say, I thought I looked sad before. Now I look a little happier, or I have a little more color in my picture. And, what happened here? That's what it is. It's changing. So always get a picture of yourself. If you're going to be doing clearings, then, do that and have, the picture of you by your computer. Just need one picture. So you may want to always do that.
Right. That's great, Ron. Someone has a question here about the death barcode. I'm not sure if I understand exactly what they mean. What if an entity is depressed? Would the death barcode removal, help that? I guess we would attract less entities, Ron, right? If we're less depressed and freer and more at peace, we'll attract less entities. But I don't think the clearing would actually, I don't know, would this clearing get rid of an entity or clear it out?
Well, in a sense it could, yeah. It may not want to be there anymore because it may have an issue, and by clearing the issue, as you start clearing that out, it could leave you and find somebody else. So that is a possibility.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, we would, love to hear about people, how they're reacting and responding. So it's interesting, Ron, because the death barcodes seem to be a little more, finite or solid or something, because you'd say, you have 3 to 5 of them, most people, I believe you said in the beginning, and then you can tell, you can look at someone and say, you picked up another barcode, or you have 5 barcodes on you that need to be removed, death barcodes. But this seems to be a little more pervasive, right? There's a lot of them, or there's a lot of this energy around us.
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, this is much more subtle and, is always working with you. You're always dealing with some type of energy that's attached to the depression barcode.
So we're just sitting around and it's interacting with ourselves.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. It's always interacting.
Ugh.
Yeah, then when you finally do, fully activate it, then you're in depression. It is just lurking, waiting to pop in. And it probably grabs everything, in your consciousness that's kind of related to a situation, and all of a sudden, whatever you're dealing with, that you have all the memories of different things, and it pops up, and now you're depressed. So it's sort of like absorbs the stuff like a sponge. This is why I kind of looked at it like a sponge. All of a sudden, it's filled full of all this stuff. So anyway, we'll do another one for people. Any other comments that we need to go through before I do the second?
Let me just check. No, there are no other comments on this subject right now.
Okay, so here we go. This is number 2 for you. Oh, boy, yawning right off the get-go. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60. Oh boy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90, and 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. Okay, so maybe we can get some comments from people on how this is helping them. Because I know that if you're really depressed, you may wake up at night and all these issues come forward in you because your thoughts are waiting to talk to you, and then now you're going through depression, and some people may not sleep at night. So, you know, just look at the situations and do this clearing to help yourself out. So back to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. And it's I'm fascinated by it, too, because I don't suffer from depression, but I can think back on times in my life. I feel that I know what that feels like to be physically, I guess, or clinically depressed. But that was a long time ago, and now it's, in other words, I wouldn't have thought I'd be so affected by the depression clearing. It kind of makes you feel, I don't know, more uplifted and gives you almost a feeling of hope and positivity.
Yep, and watch for changes. And like we said, a lot of people were saying, yeah, I see better, which, you know, could be another way of saying that you're a lot more aware of your surroundings. You know, maybe you got numbed out by the depression, you know. There's all different ways to look at it, but, you know, everybody is a little different. You know, like I said, if you don't feel anything, you know, that's okay too. But the ones that, you know, are really feelers or use, you know, their body to sense energies or are really in tune, you know, we'll be able to, you know, look at it and go, wow, this thing like really rocks, you know. Because I feel completely different now. And what happens, you get more energy. So looking at it another way, besides all the different things we talk about, you know that when people are depressed, they get tired, mm-hmm. lack of energy. So the life force is like, you know, gonzo, you know. And as you get this stuff off of you, and who cares where it came from? You know, you don't have to, you know, be clinical and try to figure everything out. Because the clearings really don't need that. You're just getting the stuff cleared off of you, and often you have more energy, and now you can live life. So that's the whole thing. And then when you do that, then now you have more spirit energy. Your spirit's not going to come into you when you're running a lot of negative stuff, which we'll just call the depression energies, losing life force energy. You need your spirit with you. And your spirit can't come into darkness. So it doesn't know darkness, doesn't want to be there, it just knows light. And it needs a space, needs a little cubby hole to come into. So if it's still full of the depression stuff or whatever else you're dealing with, then, you know, you're trying to regain your spirit energy. And I'm sure your eyes will get much brighter and clearer looking. So that's the whole thing, is to regain your vitality. So back to you.
Okay. This Sunday, just to remind people, is the 8-hour call where you do, it's body rejuvenation, and we go on the quarantine room on Creation Lightship, and someone just asked if you would talk a little bit about that and talk about how you make people real and what that means, like if and any other things that are happening that are, you know, maybe unusual on the calls lately.
Well, yeah, but when you, you're switched out every 10 minutes, and a different alien race has you. They have your blueprint. They recreate you and your experiences. So they stop time. It might take them a year on their time, we'll say, to make your body look the way it did, you know, before they got you, and, you know, create all whatever you're looking at and put you into your car. They got to remake the car naturally because they all have different frequencies that they're working with, but they're not the same energy. And so all of a sudden, they have to recreate you. Then they put you back in here, and they're hoping that you mess up some way to get upset or to have a physical accident during that 10 minutes of time that they're holding your real estate and owning you. So you're a slave to them in a sense, but they are giving you free will, free choice to do what you want to do, but they may also put in other energies around you to trip you up. And then another race has you. So what we do is we take away, or I take away, the energies that are keeping them from taking you every 10 minutes, so make you real. And when you're on the calls that we have, you know, you're getting backup because I do that normally probably at least two times during each conference call that we have, which are Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And all of a sudden you start feeling better. And now all of a sudden, as you're on those calls, you become more real and you can hold that energy longer. And then you can start looking at the different clones that are here and the other bodies that could be here too, things that are not human, and you start realizing that, you know, the population got abducted basically in the end of, 2012, 2013, they're gonzo, they're out of here. So we're only dealing with, I'd say less than 5%, I would say probably 3% humans here, you know, maybe even 2%. So that's the way it is here. And if you notice, in a lot of locations, the population isn't around you like it used to be. So, you know, it varies, but they do drop people in and out and make you think there's a lot of people here, but it's only for a short amount of time as you're watching them as a human. So anyway, I won't get into that too much, but we do it on calls to help everybody out so you can hold your true spirit energy. Otherwise, you're only going to be real here 3 hours a month, and hopefully you're not sleeping. So and that's when you have your great inventions, great ideas, going to do something, and then the next day it's naturally fizzled out. You can't do it because you don't have the energy, and it's not the real you. So I make you the real you. So source energy steps in and does that for you. So back to you.
So when you are making us real, we should have a notepad there, right, and take down any ideas that come to us and things that we want to do.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, and you know, like I tell people on the expo, when they're made real, they can hold it for maybe a week until they get upset with something or the aliens, you know, somehow trap you into something, and then they take your real estate. But once you hold your own identity of who you are, do you know that you're holding it, then you can hang on to it longer. So I'm going to do one more of these clearings. I only plan to do two, but I'll do one more here. So here we go, everybody. This is your third depression barcode. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. As I say, the yawn for the very end here. So back to you.
I think you did say, tell people that it's very common to yawn during any of your healings, really, and that's a sign of release. Because we've had people call up or write in and say, oh, my goodness, I keep yawning. What's happening? And that's nothing to worry about. Even Ron yawns when he's doing these releases.
Yeah. Normally, you know, I have enough energy to, you know, get rid of it all, to terminate it. But a lot of times it can become a little overwhelming, and I'm not getting rid of it quick enough, so I have to yawn to release it. That's what's happening. Or I expel air out of my lungs, kind of, in a sense, and that gets rid of it, too. And it's an automatic a release for me, because I can't hang on to this stuff. If I did, I'd be dead. So that's why you don't want to be a healer. So back to you.
Right. Now, I feel just in general very relaxed in my body and very peaceful from all these clearings. But the last time, I also felt something sort of lift from my stomach. So that's very interesting to me, how you did say they're all over our bodies So perhaps like a couple that you released, I didn't really feel anything, but then for whatever reason, I felt that one. So maybe other people are having that experience also.
Yes, possible. I'm going to do one for, I'll do another one here just to help people out. I know back east people have lung conditions, and maybe even here where we are, but so if you had a lung condition last year, I think a lot of them started probably around October or something or before. So anyway, if you have a lung condition, let's do that, and we'll specify depression, death barcode, we'll say, for lungs. So your lungs are depressed. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So I hope we get some people writing in saying how that helped or what they experienced for the lung one, because now we're zeroing in on something here. So we do have, we run the show till 5 after, so we got about, 7 minutes approximately. So we got 7 plus 5. We got 13, 12 minutes. Good. So everybody write something in so we can have something to go by here. I don't know how it's worked for you, because remember, what's happening to you may help somebody else. So somebody may not understand what we're talking about, and you might say, well, I got great relief or something. So that's why we like to have people talk about what the healings have done for them and how they feel different, because you're helping everybody else when we read the testimonials, you know, on the air here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, we do have a couple of comments, Ron. Someone wrote in, I have a really nice energy. I haven't needed caffeine for 2 days. And another one, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, that's good, I guess, you know.
Right. They have their own energy.
What's a cup of coffee cost? $5. So you just saved $10. Wow, that's great.
And someone else said, I felt a liftoff of a force that was making me feel lazy, and that's not my nature. So that person has some relief.
That's good, yeah. That's an unexplained type of energy. That's good. Very, very good. Yeah. So you got more life force energy. Great.
Right. I just wanted to say again, because it's April 15th, 2016, and kind of a heavy date. Do we need any more clearings around that, Ron?
Well, I'll do a depression clearing for taxes, I guess. This is a tax day, you know. So if you're connected to that, it depends, you know, what timeline you're on, you know, and so here we go. So sit back and relax. May not even affect you, but then it may have a tremendous effect. So here we go. Depression for paying taxes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, Adam, let's see what we got in coming in the magical box there of people's comments, if they have anything.
Okay, we have another one. The clearing caused my eyelids to flutter. What does that mean? It also felt very powerful. Thanks.
Boy, it almost feels like an alien critter were attached to the eyelids, and it left. And maybe it was kind of stuck to you, you know? So that's what I would, that's my first hit on that, is that something was attached to your eyes through depression. So they were taking energy from you, from your eyelids, and it left. So alien, be gone. So back to you.
Okay, and another one. Just to let you know that I was yawning a lot. This is when you did specifically the lung depression barcode. I was yawning a lot, and my eyes were watering during the clearing. I guess a lot was released. Many thanks, Ron.
Yeah, see, now that's a good one because you really don't know what happened, but you had a physical reaction to it. And, you know, you may realize something has changed, you know, within a few days or so. So that's the way the healings work. So it may not be instant, but you may realize that, yeah, you're not doing something anymore. And, or, you know, you're not responding or acting a certain way. And remember, when the healings take place, normally the past situations are gone completely. So you don't know that you live those. It's taken away from you. But your friends will. They'll go, hey, you know, you used to use, you know, 5 teaspoons of sugar in your coffee, and why aren't you using sugar anymore? And you go, well, wait a minute. You know, maybe I use sugar because I thought I needed it, and maybe that depression clearing took that energy away, so I don't need to have any more sugar or something. You never know. But your friends will tell you that you're changing. You may not see it yourself, but your friends will know. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Another listener wrote in that they weren't feeling too much at first, but they did feel the lung one. And she says, grief is in the lungs, according to traditional Chinese medicine. And then something else, the third one, something came off her head area. So that's good.
Well, let's do that one again for the lungs. Sounds like somebody hit upon something there. So remember, the Chinese have a lot of know-how. They, you know, it's old stuff. You know, they figured things out. So here we go. So lungs again. Depression barcode. We'll say for the lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Get a lot more saliva now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Is that 100, Ann?
Oh, Ron, I was reading ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know.
That one twice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Boy. Wow. So I would suggest if you do have a lung problem or if you're feeling that you're breathing better, remember, you may want to do the free clearing, that's the alien oxygen one. And you could probably put it up the same time as the death barcode working with lungs also. So you may want to hit this one maybe 20 times just to see what happens for you. You know, if you do have, if you're feeling better, if it is affecting you, that means that you probably have more than what, you know, more buried deeply in you. So back to you.
Should we write in body parts, Ron, on the death barcode clearing, or the, you know, when we do it for depression, or is that not necessary?
What's that again?
Should we write in body parts on the actual clearing, like, you know, to remove depression barcodes from our lungs, for instance, or will the light beings just find them?
Well, your whole body is infiltrated with this here. You're completely slimed. So, you know, if you do have a physical condition going on, you could write it in. You know, it's up to you. You know, if you're, we'll say right now that you're listening to this program And, you know, you take a deep breath and you can feel something in your lungs, right? You know, you're not getting a full breath. Maybe they're 80% cleared, we'll say. And you know you had, you know, if you walk in pneumonia or something or some kind of lung condition, then you may want to do it for lungs. But if not, I'd probably just strictly do the barcodes in general so you get more life force into your body. But if you do have a condition, I don't see why you couldn't do that, because this thing just slimes you completely. It's through you, you know, around you. You know, it's everywhere in you. Every cell has this condition that the aliens have put on you. So, you know, it's like a sponge, you know. Your whole body's like a sponge full of all this crap from depression. So I don't see why you couldn't do it that way by putting in a special issue. And everybody has maybe their own special issues, so I would do that. Maybe you're anemic, you know. So do it for your blood. See what happens. So back to you.
Okay. Well, someone actually wrote in who was on listening to the show on Wednesday that they had an intense release from their lungs Wednesday night after the show and while running the barcode on my computer.
Oh, there we go. That's wonderful. So remember, sometimes the body has to catch up or process the energy, you know, in itself, to get it out of the physical body. So you're working with physical. The clearings are all energetic, and they do work with the energetic bodies, and they work with your body, but it's still not physical. So you could have something physical happening like that, maybe spinning up a couple of bird balls or something, you know, which is okay, because your body now has finally got the opportunity to release what you had when you were 5 years of age and it's been sitting inside of you, putrefying forever. So now you can get rid of it, because your body goes, oh, man, I got a way out of this here. So, you know, you could get possibly tired or, you know, something like that. So the body will have to process it. It's not the fault of the clearing, like the clearing did this to me. The fact that now your body's freed up to help itself. So you have to look at that aspect of it. So, you know, and if you do feel kind of, you know, green behind the gills or something, then by all means, keep doing that clearing to get it out if you don't stop. So I got about four after here. So
yes, I think it's time to go.
It's about time. So thank you, everybody. If you have any more comments, please put it on. Maybe we can read them tomorrow night, too, because it will help everybody. So doing the mind of heart drops, you must command your spirit out loud. You take the thoughts inside of your head, maybe that's what's doing as your spirit's moving this stuff down, and drop them into your heart. So these are your thoughts of thinking. And it's in judgment. So here we go. Remember, all thoughts are judgment. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. These are like an elevator taking your thoughts down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, thank you, and hopefully you're doing wonderful. And do that clearing. See you later. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Night, all.